if you don't stop the show like that, I'm going to cry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Between Realities. We are so happy to be here with you today. My name is Alex VR. I'm joined here with my co-host, Skiva.
What's that?
How the hell are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're sharing a microphone today.
Yes, we are. We're not going to attempt the mess that happened last week.
No.
Yeah.
We were really proud of it, too. Before the show started, we were like, oh, this is great. He's got a mic. I've got a mic. We've got sound reduction going.
We spent a lot of time on that configuration.
Most of our day setting up, trying to get those mics to work. And then we listen to the recording and we're like, okay, this sounds like shit.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, we're just going to go back to sharing a microphone. So, deal with it for now.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll find a way to make audio even better for everyone. Yep. Oh, speaking of audio.
Yes.
You want to break the news?
Oh, yes. We are on Spotify now. Woo, Spotify. So if you don't want to look at our beautiful faces and you just want to hear what we have to say, you're more than welcome to do that. But I mean, shit, look at the spaceship, man. Why would you even want to do that? So if you are listening on Spotify, hop over to our YouTube channel and check out all this cool work we did.
Or, if you're just the theater of the mind kind of folk, then Spotify's there for you.
Yep.
So we're happy to be on another platform. It's pretty exciting.
I want to say hey to Delirium Drew, to Sweaty Nugget, and the VR Realm. We got Roy here and Rendered Reality in the house and a little bit of Paradise DK.
Yeah, Danny Hunkley, Roy Schwartz, Mitochondria.
Nice.
Awesome to have you guys here with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for popping in.
We do have somebody else here with us today.
Ooh.
And this is a little chap from across the pond that we have taken a liking to over the time that we've been doing this stuff. So we are going to slowly bring him in to the scene. Please, everyone, welcome our friend Dane. Get to the choppa, via.
Howdy, strangers. How are you?
How are you, gully man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Dane, you son of a bitch.
Great to be here, guys. Dude. Great to be here, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Good to have you on here.
Yeah, this is super, super cool, man. I've been following you since before you would get to the choppa.
Ooh. Wow. That's a while ago.
Arnie?
I can't even remember when that was.
Pre-Arnie Dane?
Pre-Arnie Dane. It was Danish gaming.
Yeah.
Oh, cool,
Dane,
cool.
Confused Dane, the whole Dane. Nation of Denmark for such a long time.
and myself included, to be honest. Like, you see Danish gaming, it's like, oh, okay, cool. This guy's Danish.
Oh, man. It's so weird because I never even thought of that. It was only until, like, I don't know, months and months and months of doing a channel, and I was like, hang on a second. It's when I actually read it, when I was getting all these comments in Danish, and I was like, hang on a second. It kind of twicked, and I was like, I need to change this.
See, and someone like me, being the fat kid I am, would have thought it was like some dude eating Danishes playing games. So,
Right. Yo, Mysterio, thanks for joining us, brother.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
And Tones My Bones, it's a good thing to have you here on a live show. Tones My Bones, I'm pretty sure he's the guy who went through all season one, like, binged it. Like, episode one leaves a comment. Episode two leaves a comment. Episode, like, nice. Boom, 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 boom. Nice. Like, went through them all. So nice. It's great to have you here with us, man.
Cool.
So we were talking a little bit before the show. Get to the choppa. Mm-hmm. Dane is a Quest content creator and a PSVR content creator. And you were just telling us about your editing process, because you're not editing your YouTube videos on a computer, are you?
No, man. Like, the laptop I'm using right now is like an old potato with a few wires in it, basically. So effectively, my process for editing videos together is long. So this is like a tale that's going to go on for 20 minutes now. But basically, I will record...
I'll cut you off, don't worry.
Yeah, just cut me off, man. I record the content on the Quest natively. I record my audio on this beautiful wireless mic from Antlion. Then I basically put those two things back into my laptop via SideQuest and via Audacity. Then I have to put them into Dropbox. Then I pick them up from Dropbox onto my phone, and then I mush the things all together with iMovie, which is extremely temperamental. And the stuff I try and push together into there is not designed or built for. And I'm trying to put like loads of different layers in, and it just completely messes up like all the time.
So you're doing it on an iPhone?
On an iPhone, yeah, man. Beautiful creations. Apple, sponsor us.
Do not let anyone tell you that you don't have the ability to make shit happen.
Yeah.
Like, look at this guy. He has, you're coming up on 4,000 subscribers now. You just made an awesome Onward video from our play session yesterday. like, you know, only highlights, like kill after kill after kill after kill after kill. Like, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to even do on a computer. Mm-hmm. So I find this inspiring. And if you're out there listening and you're like, man, I wish I could make videos, put the time in on your iPhone, like Dane, because it's definitely possible.
Yeah, man, that toilet time, don't waste it. That's editing time. Seriously. That
get,
is when
get
I do
the
my...
pooper.
Exactly, man. That is the time I edit.
So did you make... So I remember watching when we were in the middle of the quarantine, you made this really cool video of your kids playing, and there was like a car flying through the air in slow motion, and like it was so funny. You made that all on your iPhone?
Yeah, man, that's just iPhone.
Wow,
that's nice, the thing. Dude. Like, you can do a lot once you start learning different shortcuts and ways around things. Like,
wow,
it's a crazy piece of technology. It really, really is. But it's hard work. But again, like you said, it's hard work doing it on a PC. You just might have like easier access to tools and stuff. But either way, like if you want to do it, then you just got to try and like be passionate about it. And I'm sure that's like a bigger subject and a topic about YouTube and making content on any platform in general. Is like if you don't enjoy it, don't do it, basically. Honestly, like if you want to do YouTube to make money but you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're going to burn out really quickly.
What's the word I use on this show all the time?
Oh, there's a lot of words to use.
I use a lot of
letter
words.
Ones.
The word I like to use is intention. It comes down to your intention. What's your intention here? Is your intention to blow up your ego, to get super popular, to make a bunch of money? Then you're probably not going to have a good time.
Not in the VR industry.
Right? Maybe Fortnite or Call of Duty or something.
Right.
All right, so let's see.
Rendered Reality was asking what your backstory is with the whole Arnie thing and the Get to the Choppa thing.
Yeah, you're the biggest Arnold fan out there.
Yeah.
Well, definitely the biggest VR one. I don't know, man. I'm like a kid of the 80s. I always grew up like watching tons and tons of action movies. So Arnie, Van Damme, Stallone, all those guys. And then I just always like end up quoting Arnie constantly. Just always found him hilarious. And I'm quite a lazy person in life, if that makes sense. Like, I've never thought I've got massive lofty life goals or anything like that. But I find Arnie's story like truly inspirational. Like, he was just a young kid in Austria. He decided he wanted to become a bodybuilder and become really famous. So he shipped himself over to America. He had like no money. Then he was like, I'm going to be the best bodybuilder in the world. And everyone's like mocking him, saying, you can't even talk. What are you in about? Then he does it. Then he goes, I want to be a massive movie star, the biggest. And everyone mocked him again, your accent, you're a massive bulk. Action heroes weren't like that then. And then he did it. And then he went, I'm going to run for governor. And everyone's like, oh, shut up. And he did it. Literally anything he said he's going to do, he's done.
Yep.
Which is inspirational.
Very inspirational. Yeah.
He, like, now you see him across like tons of things. I don't know if he's done like a TED talk, but like tons of motivational speeches and stuff. And if you actually listen to him, like, you can't deny what he says. Like when he says, you ain't got time for the gym, and you'll break it down and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I really don't have any excuse. Yeah.
So Arnie is also, I don't know if you know this, and I'm vegan. I'm the fattest vegan you've ever seen, but I am vegan. And Arnold is also vegan, and the dude is just stacked out of his mind, right? Like, and doesn't need any air products. I just really thought that was interesting that he was able to pull that off, you know.
PD says, thank God he didn't name his channel Yo Adrian. Because, you know, it could have gone one way or the other.
Yeah, that's
in that
very
era.
True, man. What would be Van Damme's one? He didn't have a catchphrase, does he?
No, he was
just
the
splits
constantly. Just blood running down his face as his catchphrase. ZachAttack14 has joined us in the chat. He was actually in our Onward game yesterday, and he was like, oh, I didn't know you guys were YouTubers.
Oh, sweet, man.
Here we are. We're doing it. Yeah.
What's up, Zach?
And now you are a lifelong fan.
But
sorry. So we should maybe talk a little bit about Onward then, right?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Mm-hmm.
So Dane and I got to play I was in there for like 90 minutes yesterday, and I honestly had a great time. Like,
nice.
I had a blast, dude. I laughed more authentically and uncontrollably during that play session, more times in a single session than I have in a long time, dude.
I'm going to put on an Onward trailer while we talk here as well. Oh, let me mute that.
Multiple, multiple times during that play session, dude, I was just fucking cracking up, man. Like, that scene that you started your video with was the one I came to your video to see. I was like, oh, I hope he left
that.
That
was so good,
there.
Man.
And then right away, dude, I'm like hiding behind a crank. This is his shot, and I'm just running at him with a knife, dude.
Oh, man. I was trying to reload. I was like, back it up. I'm like, no, and you're waving your knife. And I was like, no. And I could just hear you giggling, just like,
It was so good.
Onward is so good.
Yeah, you know what loved, man, was it was a free for all with like friends. You know, Dane, GT, one or two other people from Gamertag's Discord were in there, and like when you are like out there with people you know, it just like creates, I don't know, it's just so much more fun than like a bunch of randoms running around. You know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
I think if it was all randoms, there would have been no talking at all. Whereas at least with this, what made it quite funny is I didn't realize that you could actually hear each other's voices, if that makes sense. And it's sort of like in proximity. So I didn't realize I was giving myself away constantly because I'm recording. So I'm just like doing some commentary and going, oh, I'm just coming around here or whatever. And then someone, and I only had one person talk to me like once, was like, I'm coming to get you. Because I'd said, oh, I'm in a bedroom. And obviously just completely giving my position away. And then I only realized later on when I heard GT talking, like he's talking to his chat, and I was like, I can hear him. They could hear me. I was like, oh, right, I need to be quiet now. And then it became really tense, and then I'm just walking around silently all the time, apart from, you know, like bumping into Alex and then us both kind of like giggling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's I definitely used hearing people talking to my advantage that whole game. Like anytime I heard something, I'm going, you know, I'm going after that. So
can the enemy hear if you talk? And they can actually hear your voice.
Yeah.
And it's in proximity as well. So if you're far away from them, you won't, but you'll start to hear it and it kind of fades up as well. So it's really clever. Nice. So you can literally try and pinpoint. Same for footsteps as well. So I'll sprint everywhere, shouting my head off because I'm like doing my commentary. And I'm just like, just a massive beacon as well for anyone. Just like, oh, he's right there. Okay, I'll just go kill him.
You can hear people shuffling like on the other side of walls stuff, you know? So it's really awesome in that way. There's definitely a conversation to be had about Onward today. A lot of people are having it, you know. If you were an Onward player before this patch, you're probably sad right now because your graphics have taken a nosedive on PC to accommodate for the cross-platform compatibility of Onward now. And I can see both sides of this perspective. Like, I can understand why you would be stoked that this is happening, and I can understand why you might be a little disappointed that this is happening. Now, Dane, you don't have a PC VR setup, so this is really your only access to Onward. So for you, this is just like pure benefit, like nothing but gold, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was so weird to hear that this is what had happened. I was just like, man, that's a bizarre decision to make. And it seemed like it kind of came out of left field as well. So I might have made the mistake of jumping into the Onward Discord, and Jesus, man, that was an insane. I've never seen anything like that. It was
Tell me what it was
bonkers,
like, because I haven't been in there.
Yeah,
dude, the comments were just like bum 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 bum, and it was also like, "What have you done to us? We hate you. How could you have done this? You've betrayed us." There was like so much anger and emotion in there, and then every now and then you might get the odd person that's like, oh, come on, guys, they'll fix it. But that gets drowned out by another 40, 50 comments of just like, we hate you. And then a mod might come in and go, well, dudes, he's drowned out again.
Can you imagine being those developers? Oh. I mean, dude, just having a community where you think like people are going to be able to go in and report bugs and help you out and talk to you. And then all of a sudden there's like 80 million people just shitting all over you because you removed some trees.
Right. So I think that comment leads me to like gather, but like, what's your perspective here? Like whose side?
So my perspective is that they shouldn't have pulled anything out unless they had talked to their community. Just put something out going, hey guys, we're having a hard time here getting this crossplay going, but we found a possible solution, and that's to kind of pull down some of, you know, even out the graphics a little bit, if you will. And I feel like if a company is able to communicate with the people who love their product, then backlash is usually minimized. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when a company does not say anything and they refuse to talk to their community, and then they just do stuff. I mean, I remember seeing this with like Pokemon Go when it first came out, you know, stuff like that. It's just, it's a, you know, it's a normal thing, but talk to your people. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the logical solution would have just been have an option for crossplay or not crossplay. So then if PC players don't want to do crossplay and take that hit, they just don't tick that button. I mean, there's already an active enough player base from what I understand on PC, because there's plenty of people, especially the hardcore players, they will have their own leagues and teams that they constantly play with. So they're not looking for new players necessarily. This is more just to kind of just, you know, build that kind of big overall player base for everyone to play on.
I feel like it had to evolve in this way, though, in a way, right? I feel like they had to get it crossplay because there's going to be way more people on Quest than there is on PC. Mm-hmm. And to then, like, you know, if they were to take the route where, like, you could turn off the downgrade on the graphics, then they'd have to maintain multiple versions of the game, maintain multiple graphic sets. So, you know, I don't know. I think they did the right thing, but they just didn't talk to anyone, and that was their downfall.
Right. So. Some perspective from the chat. Aspen Darkfire says, Echo Arena player base jumped so much when they made it available on the Quest. Mm-hmm. This is just a play to make it more accessible for esports. VR Realm says he understands the removal of the advantages like the extra cover, but the downgrade of textures and graphics is ridiculous. And then
I think that's kind of fair.
Yeah, Delirium.
I didn't realize that had happened as well, to be honest. I thought it was just removal of objects.
It's intense. Drew says, I get home from work if people are playing in our group. I choose that over Half-Life Alyx and all of the other great single players. So he's saying that multiplayer games is what people are choosing, like, regardless of the quality of the game.
I talked to Drew about that the other night, and a lot of people want to play something with their friends, and even something as compelling and amazing as Half-Life Alyx can't hold a stick to being able to go into a VR environment with your friend, see your friend there, and be able to really just tear it up with a buddy or two or three.
100%. So, I can understand why Onward players are upset. You know, like, you've been passionate about this game. You've been screaming its praises from the rooftops. Maybe you play it professionally and have turned this into a way to make a living somehow. I don't even know how much money they're making, but maybe you can make a living playing it. I don't know. But some people take this very, very seriously. So I can understand why you would be upset. That being said, you don't own Onward, okay? Just because you've been playing it from day one and you're, like, its biggest fan doesn't mean that, like, they owe you anything. And it's, in my opinion, it's kind of a dick move to start bitching about this, because cross-platform compatibility is, like, the thing. Like, that's what everyone wants and needs in order to get into VR together. Mm-hmm. And there have to be some sacrifices made somewhere. Don't you think you should give the developers of your favorite game in the world the benefit of the doubt? They made this shit, okay? Like, don't think you know better than the people who created this, who busted their asses to bring this to you all the time.
You know, so Rendered Reality in chat had an interesting comment that that Contractors is also crossplay on the Quest. Now it's in early access, but they didn't have to downgrade on the PC side, and they got that working. Now I wonder, personally, if Onward made this move strictly to be the first dogs out of the gate, because the first people out of the gate are gonna grow the biggest, largest first person shooter VR player base on the Quest. And you know, so I think it is possible that if they had waited another year or another 6 months, that maybe this whole thing could have been avoided, because Contractors is a gorgeous game. It's beautiful. The maps are beautiful. They also have workshop stuff. So I don't know, man. Maybe one was designed, you know, easier with mobile in mind down the road. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe they're taking their time, and Onward was just, we got to get it out.
Yeah. What do you think, Dane?
It's a good comment, and I think it might well be true. It's really hard to speculate. Again, when you can, like, you see one very similar kind of game that's done it one way, and another game very similar has done it another way. It's like, what kind of conclusion can we as layman's come to? It seems like a logical conclusion, to be honest. And it's a tough one. It really is a tough one. Like, downgrading the PC version, like, for me, again, I don't normally care about graphics, to be honest. Like, I don't think graphics make a game. They can improve immersion for sure, right? But, like, again, and then for Onward, when I was playing it, like, single player before it released, I was like, yeah, this is okay. And I was like, but I was noticing the graphics, right? But when I played online, I completely forgot about the graphics. I was just like, this is amazing. I absolutely love this. This game's brilliant. I don't even care. I didn't even notice the graphics. I actually, whether it's like, I don't know, rose-tinted glasses, I thought the graphics looked better when I was online. I don't know how. The player models definitely were better. Player models definitely were better. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think that it, there's validity to that statement that they just wanted to be the first ones out the gate. This is not official. It's unofficial, I suppose, in a way, because they haven't officially announced it. You don't get official early access games on Quest, but this is still an early access.
And what's up with an early access game being $25?
I know, right?
As well, I feel like that's a little weird. They're almost at the top tier of the Quest gaming, which is typically $30, and they're not even.
Well, and we know what early access is, but like, think about Karen who bought a Beat Saber machine and decides to install Onward once. Like, she doesn't know what early access means, you know? Like, she's just going to expect that game to work.
Yeah.
God damn it, Karen.
When it doesn't, that's messed up.
Yeah. And Karen, man.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I will say I did notice the graphics. They didn't bother me, but that's GoldenEye 007. Like, that's what the models look like, dude.
I don't know if they look that bad.
Dude, they do.
They do. Do you remember what they looked like back in the day? They were pretty bad.
People have rounded faces in this. They don't have square faces.
At a distance, it looks really bad. And the player models are a little better, right? Like, if I'm shooting at Dane, he looks pretty good. But the AI bot models, they are seriously N64 quality.
They are not good.
You have to put, like, 24 of them on the map. You know, like, you spawn 24 enemies, they're all there. It's like
you can go up to 128 AI enemies on these maps.
Wow.
You play single player.
Holy cow.
Yeah, 128. Wow. I tried it and just got completely overwhelmed. They're coming towards you. But the thing is, when you're trying to like shoot them from distance, because they can shoot you from distance, this is a punishing game. You can't really see them. You can't tell whether they're part of the environment. If they're like, I was shooting at a tree leaf for a good like minute, I'm sure, and I was like, it's definitely an enemy, and I'm like, I got close, I was like, it's definitely not an enemy, but it looked like it, because when you find them, they're just like blobs from a distance. But again, and that was when I was like, oh man, this is not great. And I fed it back to like Oculus, I fed it back to CoatSync as well, and I was like, this is a big concern for me, because I think whilst I say I don't care about graphics, I said this is almost affecting gameplay. Yeah. And I fear your launch might not be as successful when people make their first impressions looking at these graphics. But then when I played it online, when it launched and was playing with other people, the player models were 10 times better. And although there was no update, I swear the environmental graphics were better. But again, that could just be like rose-tinted glasses, because I was already used to the graphics and I was having so much fun. But when I was playing online, the graphics didn't bother me. I wasn't missing people because I was mistaking them for the environment. Everything was kind of standing out. And it was good fun.
A few people right now in chat are talking about the vignette. A lot of people are salty about that vignette.
Mm.
Did you hate it while you were in there? I personally, I
didn't
did
like
hate
it.
Hate it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I much prefer Red Mist or whatever.
Right.
Because it almost seemed like sometimes that even though it was happening, you're like, am I still getting shot, or is because I can see bullets hitting the wall next to me? So it was a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it, but I understand why people would, especially like us that have played VR for such a long time. Like, I feel like I should have hated it, if that makes sense, because we've come so far into VR. Like, I'm full locomotion, smooth rotation, no vignettes ever. I don't want anything to block my view, and this comes quite harsh into your vision. I did see someone made a point that it's almost like a tactical realization that if you get shot, you now have even more pressure and more tenseness because you can't see fully.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I'm like scrambling, you know, it's like, oh, I just got shot. Like, if you got shot, you think you're seeing straight?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly, man.
True that. True that. I think, you know, really, though, I think if your normal everyday, you know, as one of my friends says, Joe and Sally Walmart go out and pick up a Quest, right? And they hop into Onward on the Quest. And this is the first, first person shooter they're really playing multiplayer on the Quest. I think they're just going to be blown away.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they're going to be like, oh, this doesn't look that good. I think they're going to be like, oh,
I'm in VR,
shit. And
this is a multiplayer shooter.
Yeah. And the wirelessness of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love it. I love just being able to turn around really fast and shoot somebody and not have to worry about getting tangled up in my cord.
Mm-hmm.
I would play this over the over the PC version, even still, even with shitty graphics. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even just the fact you can spin round. Literally, I was lying on my floor. I was crouching down. I was like proper lying on my floor, doing the sniper shots and things like that. Being able to go pro in the game, it sounds so dumb, but it was so cool. I wasn't good at it. I don't know how much it helped me, because I usually did it out in the open, so it probably didn't really help me that much. Mm-hmm. But being able to do that without any kind of tracking issues at all was amazing.
And before we get off of this, VR Realm Paul said that the vignette transfers to the PC version.
Oh.
Was it not there before? The PC
version also got that.
I think it was not.
I think they had like a typical damage indicator, and I think they are now also dealing with this thing, which again I can understand. That would suck if you were a really huge fan of Onward.
Mm-hmm.
But getting it on the Quest and getting all those people into VR and esports, like Aspen Darkfire said, I think that is a bigger call to action than your delicate perfection little thing that you have going. Like, I'm sorry, but all good things must come to an end, and hopefully they can get it back up to where
I think they will.
Where you want it to
be. I'd be surprised if next year we're playing this game and it's not leaps and bounds better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I think they just rushed out the door.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So
some of the like fine tuning we've seen on like other games is unbelievable. I mean, did you play In Death recently?
Yeah.
Even that. Straight out the gate, they got it released, and they've already keep on putting patches, updates. So that's, improving the graphics and the environments, because that was one of the things I saw from that. I never played it on the PC. They're saying, oh, the graphics are so downgraded, there's not all this beautiful, ethereal graphics and stuff. And I was like, I didn't even notice, because I never had anything, a basis of comparison. Mm-hmm. I can't even really remember the PSVR version, to be honest. But I was just like, this looks amazing.
I do love that game.
And it's just getting better and better. So they always can. And what they squeeze out of the Quest is just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. It always just, I have no comprehension at all of how they're doing
it. Tag VR has joined us in the chat.
And
he said he was looking for Dane, and now he sees that he lives between Skiva's legs.
It's my favorite place to be. It's warm.
While you're down there, buddy, you can just clean the dust under there. That'd be fantastic. Thanks, homie.
You want me to Hoover it up?
That makes you Skiva's Choppa. That's what GT said. Oh no, Paradise Decay says it makes you Skiva's Choppa. So so get to the Choppa already.
Yeah, get there to it, go. Man. Will ya?
Yeah. All right. Let me just moisten my lips.
There you go. I'm gonna do the same actually while we shift gears into something.
What do we want to shift to? There's a lot of good stuff.
You're pushing the button.
This is true. You know what I did want to talk about? I want to talk about the Valve Index again, because I am getting my Valve Index back on Wednesday. And so that's good news, because it's out being RMA'd again at Valve. I've been through two headsets and three sets of controllers. But that's not really the main story. The main story is that they... I believe they are coming. It looks like they're coming out with a wireless adapter. And this is something that we all kind of knew about from the very beginning, that they were trying this, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, now they put out this patent, if I can find it. Where is it? Right there. And so this looks, like a wireless VR patent. but it looks like they're going to be able to push this wirelessly, which is insane, right? 144 hertz wirelessly to a headset with that field of view and that resolution. Like, wow.
Holy cow, crazy, man.
Yeah, totally.
How big is this? Because I can't see it on my screen yet. There's a little bit of delay. How big is this wireless adapter? Is it like a full-on backpack to power that?
They don't really show. So they show this little picture, and they just show the headset, and they they kind of work out how it works, but they're not really... not really showing the size of the wireless adapter. It's hard to see. We're looking at this.
Dude, this looks like a whack-ass coloring book picture. This doesn't show us shit.
Eva, did you do this before the show started? Is this legit?
What's your sources on this? I was very excited.
This color by numbers bullshit is this?
There's all these other scribbled, scrunched up bits of paper down in your pants down there, man.
Right. Get this garbage off of Dane's face.
But dude, seriously though, imagine the Valve Index wireless. I mean, that's a big friggin' deal. To me, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I don't know, dude. I just, because I use my Quest a lot more than my Index because of the wirelessness. Now, I don't know that this will necessarily change it, but I think it probably would. You know, like just being able to play games like you know, Echo and Contractors, whatever, and be able to spin around, you know, wirelessly and just not have to worry about anything. And that's why I'm playing the Quest versions over the PC versions, mm-hmm. and maybe this will change that. So, I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I just thought it was cool.
I mean,
cool
stuff. There's a Vive wireless adapter.
There
and
is.
And why don't I have it?
I have no idea, bro. I would have been on that shit.
I'm going to tell you why. Because it's expensive
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like same price as a Quest. Like,
yeah.
Do I want a Quest or another entire device or to make my already super expensive device wireless now? Like, it's tough.
It's pretty huge.
You know? And when I see this, the first thing I think of is like, okay, but how much?
Yeah.
You know, like your controllers are $300. Yeah. How much is this wireless solution going to be? Like, four?
Yeah.
$800.
Like that's scary, you know, because it's already very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy it because you're our slave, you know, like we're making the best shit. You're going to spend the money, you know, like,
yeah,
that's, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I would. That's what I'm getting at.
I definitely would.
You would.
I definitely would. Yeah. I'd probably like, you know, if I had to, I might sell a finger or something, you know, I feel
which
like,
finger,
feel like,
that's very important. Which finger?
Probably my pinky.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's usually where people, that's the default.
But I don't know, man. You know, I might even consider a pointer for this thing. Like, I really want wireless.
The pinky's not quite there. We want
I don't know, but if they were like, nope, not for a pinky, but you can have it for your pointer, I'd consider it.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I really want some wireless. I really do.
Well, I think you're going to get it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Eventually, anyway. But, you know, maybe that's not even like for today. You know, like obviously people have rumored that they're going to do Valve wireless, but I've seen patents that was it. Like I saw patents and I didn't see
patents
anything again.
Right. Patents don't necessarily mean anything's coming, mm-hmm. right? And we hope it does, especially for the PSVR stuff, PSVR 2, because there's a lot of amazing stuff there. But at the same time, you know, I'm really got my fingers crossed. This is something they've been trying to do, and I feel like if they can, they will.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm kind of curious about is, Dane, what's your thoughts on this Quest 2 leak stuff?
In all honesty, I don't really have many thoughts on it. And I think ultimately the thing is for me, I'm still relatively new to having the Quest. I got mine December time. So I'm still completely enamored by it, blown away by it constantly. So a Quest 2, even if it was an upgrade, which it doesn't necessarily seem like it is from all the rumors and what we're seeing, if it was an upgrade, it would still be relatively small. And whilst I would love to go for that, I don't have any expendable income. I mean, the Quest I got, I won as well.
So,
yeah. Yeah, man. I won it on a Twitter competition. Literally, one of those crazy things where you just click retweet to enter, right? You never even... I normally ignore all of them. And there was this one that popped up and I was like, yeah, why not? Click retweet. Forgot all about it. And somehow only like 200 people retweeted this. From an account that's got like 80,000 followers, and it's Feel Real, I want to say they are. They do virtual reality, like chairs and things like that.
Yeah.
And somehow I won, which was insane. It was
That's
absolutely
awesome,
amazing.
Dude.
Like I never win anything in my life, mainly because I don't enter competitions because I'm like, you'll never win. That kind of attitude. And then I won that, which was mental. Coming back to the Quest 2. I wouldn't be able to afford it. It's kind of the same thing with like the PS5. I wouldn't be able to afford it at launch, so that naturally hampers like my kind of excitement for them, because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to experience them straight away. So there's no point me getting all crazy hyped about it. It's gonna I'll wait until I get near to it, then I'll suddenly get hyped when it can actually get in my hands. But yeah, I mean, it looks like it's kind of that that stepping stone, or it's like that. Some people call it the go-to. Or the Quest 1.2, or not even 1.5, because it's a kind of looks like it's going to be a smaller package, and it's probably going to be more lightweight, which is great. But is there going to be any other improvements to what we currently have on the Quest? Doesn't necessarily seem like there is at this point. It's just going to be a new market for them. So for me, it's kind of like doesn't necessarily mean much.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a combination of a Quest 2 and a Quest Lite. I don't think this is a Quest 2 in any means. I think this is just a redo to streamline the process of manufacturing.
Yep.
And I think it's also to bring costs down, to try to bring the costs down, typically, you know, of the consumer cost that people have to pay to get the quest, and I think they are just trying to get it into more people's hands. And it's kind of a bummer. Like, the big bummer for me is two things, you know, the strap, because, you know, yep. I didn't like the Go strap. Personally, I liked it at first when it was first out of the box. It was fine. But then after that, it just wore out after a little while. And I always felt it was kind of sagging off my face, you know. So that's kind of a bummer. I feel like we're going to have to spend even more on comfort mods.
Yeah.
Maybe. But maybe not, because it's supposed to be 20% lighter. So, but right. I really think we're going to have to mod it.
Well, I don't know how I could spend much more other than getting a deluxe audio strap, you know, like my quest is fully modded already, yeah. you know, so yeah. I'm gonna fully mod the other one too, I guess, you know. Rendered reality, you better not be texting and driving right now, by the way. I see you, and if you're driving, you fucking put your phone down, all right? Just listen, all right? So I've been thinking about this quest a little bit, and yeah. I think this is everyone's second quest. I have my quest OG, and maybe it does like one or two things better, you know, but then I get quest NG, new G, and this one does one or two things slightly different, but maybe this a little bit better, that a little bit better. And like at home, I only have one quest. I don't have one for my fiance, who doesn't game as hard as I do, for example, but if this comes out anywhere is cheaper than another quest, you bet your ass I am picking up a second one so I can bring her into all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this is mm-hmm. your little brother's quest, or your wife's quest, or your girlfriend or boyfriend's quest. You know, like, this is like the next one to add to the family to start pulling everybody in. That's where I think they're coming with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you would, which one do you think you would use the most? Let's say this new quest had a Snapdragon 845 as opposed to the 835, and it had a higher refresh rate screen, whether that be 80 hertz or 90 hertz. Do you think that you would use that over your old quest that has already been comfort modded, that has a little bit nicer material on it? I mean, that stuff doesn't really matter when you're in it, but mm-hmm. what do you think? I mean,
I think I would burn the battery playing Contractors on my OG one and then pull it off and do an interview mm-hmm. in VR chat with my second one while that one's charging. You know, like I literally think I would use both, just depending on yeah. where I was and what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Cause I use both of my headsets now, you know, just depending on where I am and what I'm doing. So
the more headsets, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I've mentioned before, my PSVR does not get much love.
Mine either.
Yeah.
But mine is because it doesn't have an IPD slider. I think that's really the only reason. Mm-hmm. Well, that and obviously the tracking problems, but I would still deal with the tracking problems if I didn't have to worry about a headache or eye strain as well. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's just me personally. PSVR is amazing and I still play it even though it does hurt me a little bit. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to play.
Like the pain.
Yeah,
I want to play Werewolves Within sometime, dude.
Oh yeah,
like yeah, that, yeah. That's a, like I when I first discovered that game on my PSVR, I could not stop playing it. Like I would stay up to like 4 a.m. on accident. Oh, you know,
shoot, sorry people. I kicked the microphone.
I would just pull my headset up and like I'm sitting in a completely dark room. You know, like, oh, shit. Like, I'm literally sitting in the blackness right here, you know, like just chatting with people. It was so engaging and such a fun way to communicate and like sit there and have a social experience. And it was also a game. It's very much like one of those games, like Pandemic, I think is the name. Will you
kicking
stop?
Them, sorry, kicking the microphone.
Stop beating that thing up. It's doing good work for you guys.
I know.
Sorry.
Anyway.
That's what happens when you have size 16s.
There's a Humble Bundle VR sale going on right now.
Oh, that's right. And, that's right. Yes, yes.
I saw Werewolves Within in it, and it like immediately kicked up a bunch of memories. And like, if you have that mm-hmm. game and you'd be down, maybe hit me up because I would love to get together with like five or six people.
I grabbed it on a sale last time and I still have yet to play it. So mm-hmm. let's get some people together and play
Let's
shit.
Do that. It would give me a reason to put my PSVR on. Yeah. It'll give us an opportunity to hang out with maybe some people who watch the show and stuff. So
Roy Swartz says a PSVR is basically a firewall device.
Yeah. For
right?
real, man.
Firewall's amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
played so much Firewall Zero. So much.
Yeah. Well, shoot, man. What else? You got any other thoughts on the PSVR? Or the PSVR 2? I got a lot of thoughts on that. On the Quest 2 there, Dane?
Yeah, like you're saying, I think if it's lighter, which would make the most sense, then you'd have got to assume that maybe the battery would be smaller as well, which could be lower battery life, which, again, just makes it seem like it's more of a entertainment device as opposed to a gaming device.
You know, that's a great point that you bring up there. If they shrink the battery and they put a faster Snapdragon processor with a higher refresh rate screen, I feel like that's not going to work too well. But what do I know? I mean, I'm not at Oculus working on that.
They are doing miracles, what they do.
In VR every day with every headset. Research it costs.
I'm not engineering them, though. So I don't know what kind of magic they're able to work over there. I really hope they are able to work some magic. Better than the Facebook apps they've been putting out.
Yeah, right. Those are
freaking garbage. Yeah. But speaking of that, where's Horizon,
They know what they're doing. Yeah. They're, like, dominating the market, really. They've got it down. They would have done enough research across the 5 billion or whatever Facebook accounts and player base across Oculus and stuff like that to work out what people are after, what their market's after. But it is interesting because obviously the Quest is sold out constantly. So the fact that they, and again, like I agree, they're probably looking at it to look lower cost and stuff like that. But in a way, I'm kind of like, why would you? Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's happy paying the price that there is.
I know. They're selling out all the time. They can't keep them in stock. And they're like, I know. If they're selling out all the time, let's make a cheaper one.
The finance director's like, what are you guys doing to me? Why are you doing this?
I think they're... I don't think the business people at Oculus are all there. Sorry. I just don't, man. They keep games out of the store that would definitely sell. You know, they just do a lot of weird shit.
Pockets are bursting with cash.
Yes. Yeah. While they're this is true. This is true.
Again, like that whole cost thing could just be the margin on it, right?
Whitnox 88, how you doing?
Thanks. There's all these things in the background that we don't know about, right?
True. True.
I think the curation process generally has kept the store pretty good. Very few games I've played on the Quest where I've gone, most of them have been like, this is cool, man. This is cool. Whereas on, not personally, but on Steam, there's like a whole barrage of just crap. And PSVR has actually seen its share of crap, more so than I've seen on Quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. When I first got my PSVR, there was like the most insane VR summer sale ever happening. And I convinced my buddy to like go halvesies on me and do like the game share. And I was like, hey man, I'm sorry, but we're doing this. Like, we need to buy all these games. They're way too cheap. So we bought like $200 on sale. Like, we spent $200 for like $400 or $500 worth of software. And so many of those games never got launched. Like, once because I was still new to VR, I assumed that everything was mind blowing. So I was like, oh my god, I need everything.
Yeah, you know, that's how I was too.
Every experience. Yeah. And then I was like, oh wait, this is shit. Oh wait, that's shit. And it's it curated my list pretty quickly.
Yeah, man. It's funny you say that. I did literally the same thing. I bought my PSVR. I'd actually saved up money to get some more tattoos. And then I always kind of do this. I just, on the whim, I was like, I need PSVR. And I just woke up one morning and was like, I need it. And it was actually New Year's Eve and we was going to have a party that night. And I was like, I need it. And then my wife was like, well, we need to get ready for the party. I was like, no, I need to go out and get one today. And I couldn't explain why. And she was like, what? And I was like, I'll do the shopping on the way. And I came back with a PSVR and I was like, yes, we're setting up now. And then, I had leftover money as well from like Christmas and all that sort of stuff. And then there was like loads of sales going on the PSN. And I was just like, whoa. And I snapped up, over the like 2 or 3 months following, I must have spent like £500 easy, which is like, I don't know, $700 or something on games. And then I got like the aim controller and move controllers and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, but yeah, again, there was so many mind-blowing experiences, completely changed my life. And then there was a load of crap that I just never, ever picked up again. I was like, oh, okay, there is some donkey turds in here as well, but there's still some amazing stuff.
What was your first VR experience?
PSVR Worlds was my very first thing. So it was
was that with your PSVR? Or
did you try someone I'd never else's? Even tried VR before.
Just on Christmas, it just came in from the heavens, you know, like transmission. You're like, it's VR. Like,
no, Arnie came in and he's like, what are you doing? You need to get the PSVR. Do it now.
Christmas. I'd had my eye on it, but it's a topic that I know you covered before, and something that we can always cover is that it's so hard to advertise VR. But all my life, I've been like, virtual reality would be so cool for games. Like, I'd always grown up seeing it in films and random crap experiences you might get in Disney World, and I was like, oh, that could be so cool. And then I don't know what it was. I honestly can't tell you, but I kept on seeing it. I was like, oh, tattoo, PSVR, and I was like, no, I want to get a tattoo, and I forgot about PSVR. And then one day I was like, I need it. I need it now. And I went out, got it, and then I was like, this is so amazing. So it's PSVR Worlds. the shark experience, I was like, this is so cool. And then it was London Heist, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. Then I played Super Hot, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. And then, and then I went on to Resident Evil, and I was like, oh my God. And I was terrified.
This is the worst thing ever.
I was so scared. I was like, this can... And then I was literally... It's the only time I've ever pulled my headset off. I was like, I'm so scared right now. I was like sweating. I was like, I had anxiety going on. I cheated for the first like 20 minutes of the game by like looking at my TV whilst holding a headset up here.
Wow.
And then eventually I started to get into it. And every time I played it, I was terrified. But I was like, that's having something that's so strong of like an immersive experience. I was like, I love VR horror because there is no escaping it. And there's nothing more immersive for me. It doesn't matter what graphics are going on than horror, because you can't escape it. Especially when you've got good 3D audio going on. You turn around, something's there. Hear breath over your ear. Man, it's just so good. Like,
I was convinced after playing Resident Evil 7 that someone was going to play that game and have a heart attack because it was so scary. I was totally convinced. Like, the first time I got killed in that game, that chick sticks the chainsaw in between your legs and just, you know, oh my God, dude.
I was terrified. So you know.
Terrified. Absolutely mind-bending. It was so good. It was so good. But
minor spoilers for Super Hot here, but I've shared this story before, but I will never ever forget playing Super Hot in my house with my first VR headset, my first PSVR at my house, and getting to the scene in the beginning where all you have is a gun and the words "show your dedication." And I like couldn't figure out what to do for a minute, and then in that moment when it dawned on me that I have to turn a gun on myself, I was like, no, no way. And it was like so intense. And I'm like, and I pulled the trigger and the headset comes off and you can see the room and like all the color and detail is there now and the computer is there. And it fucking melted my mind. And like that really was like the big moment for me that just like, I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. You know, like Super Hot is such a good game.
Yeah,
it really
Super Hot got me too. And also the London Heist. Yeah. That was really, the London Heist is what totally sold me on VR. I mean, I was sold from back in the day of the old friggin' one that was 20 frames a second that you used to play in the mall, you know, the Pterodactyl Nightmare or whatever, and Lawnmower Man. But dude, when I was sitting, the sense of presence that they were able to pull off in the London Heist was just the craziest thing ever. Being able to grab that stogie off the table and smoke it and then blow the smoke out. Oh my God, man.
That was like, so epic. I'm going to try it.
Oh my God, it works. Like,
yeah, dude. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. It just blew me away. Speaking of blowing people away, I don't know if you've heard anything about this. Speaking of blowing.
This is a family show.
I'm still down here.
but dude, so people have been talking about the new Microsoft Flight Simulator for a while, right? And that game looks absolutely drop dead gorgeous. And everyone's like, oh my God, I need VR for this, right? And they weren't planning on any VR, but now they are saying that VR is now supported. In a very strange twist, they are supporting one headset at the moment, and that is the HP Reverb G2. So you will be able to get into the Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 and look how gorgeous it is. I mean, it just looks absolutely phenomenal. And being able to play this in dual 4K screens, oh my God, this is going to be so good. This is going to be so good. I'm very excited for this. Like, it makes me want to get a G2 just to play this game. So I don't know if...
Is it weird that flight simulators don't get me hyped?
Even like, this? Like, I feel like you're flying like real shit. Like,
I mean, it just looks unreal. I'm sure it's cool. And and maybe if it was multiplayer and I had a co-pilot and like together we were like operating it, then I would be into it. But just like for myself, I would get in there, I'll push some dials. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. I bet you I would get bored pretty quick.
I'm the same. I need some kind of objective other than just go there. if that makes sense. I feel like I've never tried
objectives and stuff though.
But what would it be? Fly here?
Yeah.
Land. But that, I need something a bit more exciting than sit here and stare into the sky for 4 hours. As gorgeous as that sky would be. Do you know what I mean? Like I could watch a cool 360 video on YouTube for like 2 minutes with that same kind of almost, I know, I get that the visuals aren't that great on YouTube 360 videos, but like, do you know what I mean? I could go, wow, this is pretty cool to do this.
So here's what's going to happen. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen. Me, you, and Alex, we're going to end up like when expos come back, we're going to all end up in a plane together going to some expo. And pilots can die of a heart attack or something. And everyone's going to be like, oh my God, is there a pilot on the plane? And I'm going to be like, well, these fuckers didn't want to play the flight simulator. So we're all going to die unless I decide to save us.
I was going
to
say, you're right. And on principle, I'm not going to save us because these guys didn't play it. I know everything.
Right.
But I'm not doing it.
I don't know. This game looks really good, though. I'm excited to try it out. And I feel like the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to mod this to work on every headset. Yeah. I can't imagine not going to be the case.
Yeah, so. I mean, Revive.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean,
a whole program that does that for every single game.
Yeah, well, it's specifically to play SteamVR games on like Oculus headsets. But I just can't imagine that day one, someone's not going to have this cracked. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
People that mod stuff, blow my mind, man.
Yeah, I'd love to get a G2. I don't want another WMR headset right now, you know? So, I don't know. Cool breaking news, though.
So, you know. I still have keys for Tower Tag, by the way. I know that's a hard shift, but I have some keys for Tower Tag still, and I want them to go to my homies here in the chat. So, if you are not in Tower Tag yet, drop a comment, and I will... I'll drop you a key so you can get in there with
us. Why don't we throw some keys down in there? So I feel like we want to do a lot of giveaways here, right? So let's do a Tower Tag key while we're live. And then maybe if you want, we'll give away another game. And if you want to enter this drawing, go ahead and leave a comment in the chat saying, you know, I want to enter the giveaway or whatever.
Well, no, leave a comment on the video, not in the chat, on the video.
Oh, on the video. So right. Not in the actual chat, but on the video. And then we'll go through, we'll grab all those, we'll number them all, and then we'll claim a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we'll send you some games.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get something that you don't have in your library yet.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a fat stack of game codes. Like, we have a ton of game codes to give away. So we should probably start doing it.
Yeah, for sure. So go ahead and leave a comment after this video or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can you leave a comment while it's live?
I think you can. Yeah? If you like scroll down on the page, you can leave a comment.
Cool.
So yeah, leave a comment. Be like, yo, I'm entering the giveaway. Want you to that one. And if you want Tower Tag now, leave it in the chat and I'll just drop it in the chat. There's something we can mention about Tower Tag too. They have a tournament coming up that is regionally based. So like if you are in Europe, you'll be going up against other people and other teams in Europe, or if you are in North America, you'll be fighting for first place in North America. And I think eventually there'll probably be like some kind of like championship,
mm-hmm.
but as it stands, I think the competitions are staying local. They did, however, not get as many teams as they were hoping for, so they've pushed it back a few weeks, which is another reason why we want to get some more codes out there, because we want to make sure that there's teams in this tournament, so that way I have somebody to beat when I'm in there to win this.
And I went and put a link in the description of this video to join up and sign up and hop into a team so you can get smoked by Alex.
Yeah. So and my squad with Pesky.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Pesky, Cashew, and Alex VR. So that might ruin the experience for you, but Oh, they're very good. They're very good. And Ipecac and Mitochondria mm-hmm. and Sarah. Some of the best Tower Tag players I've ever seen.
And
some
good ones. These people, by the way, didn't start that good. Like,
right.
There are, I mean, in a couple of weeks, if you play the game and you're having fun with friends, the skill will just like, like ramps up hard. And before you know it, you're like pulling off shit that you didn't think you
could. Wish I had some Tower Tag video to play here. That was stupid.
Yeah, whatever. Jeez. We talk enough about it.
Yeah, true. We do love us some Tower Tag. Do you play Tower Tag at all, Dane?
He doesn't have
a game. No, man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Violins.
Touchy subject, dude. Touchy subject. Sorry.
One day, man. One day. Maybe there'll be a Twitter competition.
you took it out of my mouth. I was like, dude, giveaways, bro. Like,
yeah.
All right, want to push a new button?
Sure, sure. So what do you want to talk about? Maybe we got Frost Points. We got...
What about, do you have the trailer that I asked for? Is that right?
Oh, yes.
So something that I'm really excited about, Quest game, multiplayer, because you know me, I love my multiplayer experiences, is an update, a free update coming to Real VR Fishing on August 8th that allows up to 4 players to fish side by side in these gorgeous environments. And I am going to say it right now, this is social VR done right. Like, this is how social VR should be. Like, it's being sold as a fishing game, mm-hmm. but this is a social experience that gives you so much to engage with and interact with while you're there spending time with people.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I've been meeting up with my dad in there, and he's just like, he pulls up in his boat next to me, and we're just like sitting there casting lines, and we're bullshitting.
Sick.
And I'll put my line down and just like watch him reel his fish in while he's struggling with it. It breaks off. We go back, maybe we change environments, and it's like, it's kind of like going into VR chat or, you know, whatever, one of the social environments, but now you're fishing, and it's just like, it's fun, and I'm not a fisher. I don't go fishing ever, but it's engaging. There's multiple difficulty levels. There's a progression system. So if we started at the same time, we could go fishing, and together we're raising our experience, getting money so we can buy more tackle, so we can buy a new boat and shit. Like,
well, I also hear if you play enough Tower Tag and Echo VR and you don't clean your headset, that you can also get that smell feel of real VR fishing as well.
Yeah.
Bring the immersion up a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm playing it, I'll just take my pants off so the scent just lofts up. You know,
just smells like roses down here, man. I don't know what you're doing.
but seriously, it's awesome. I'm not a fisherman. Yeah. I don't care about fishing, but getting into real VR fishing and even having like the randos pulling up next to us, like, these are dudes fishing. You know, they're like, hey, man, how you doing? You know, oh, this is nice. You know, it's just like super chill. So
they have like virtual beer in there? Because I feel like you can't go fishing with people without a cooler of beer.
No, they don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
But
missed opportunity.
The environments in there are awesome. The fish look really, really good.
That's cool.
And we were talking about it yesterday, and my fiance overheard me talking while I was in VR and literally brought me a beer upstairs. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, like,
marry that girl.
Thanks, baby. Yeah. Locked it down.
Nice.
Yeah, don't worry. We're getting hitched. So she brought me a beer, and I was like sitting there, like sipping on the beer. The pole's just chilling. I'm not fishing. I'm just like watching my dad reel and fish, like listening to these guys talk, and it was just chill.
Huh.
Literally just chill.
Wow.
I like didn't feel like I needed to do anything. I'm just sitting a beer, drinking a beer, looking around in VR.
That's cool.
Enjoyed the shit out of it.
I feel like that's a game I always wondered about because it looked so nice, but I was like, fishing, the hell? I'm going to go into this thing one time, catch one fish, and never go into it again. But now that there's this multiplayer thing, it's...
Yep. Same.
It's pretty cool, man.
Same.
It's pretty cool.
I had zero interest and got into it with the VR. I've been playing the beta for a few days, and I can't wait for us to do it together. I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
we could do that instead of going into big screen, you know? And, like, we could sit there and, like, talk about whatever and, like, have a meeting and just pulling in fish the whole time. Like, yeah, dude, that's a great idea. So, check it
Seriously,
out.
Seriously, yeah. I don't like fishing at all, and I put off getting that game for a while. And then everyone was saying, you got to try it then. You got to try it. You'll love it. And I was like, I don't care about fishing, man. Seriously. And then they was like, get it. And I tried it, and I was like, I love this. Again... And again, part of it is because the environments are so beautifully rendered. They look amazing. And they really, really do. And then fishing is just kind of, it's quite fairly simplistic, but it's fun. And there is that progression. And then you get them to go to new locations. And it's staggered quite well. Like you'll be fishing for, I don't know, like 15 minutes. And you go, you've unlocked a new stage. And you go, cool, I'll go to this environment. And you're like, oh, this looks even better. Like there's ones when it's in the rain, in the daytime, at nighttime with cityscapes. Mm-hmm. You're in a boat. And the one in the boat with the rain is like my favorite one, just because you're just like, you hear the rain around you. Obviously, you don't feel it. That'd be amazing. Like with like a haptic feedback or something, like rain get hitting you would be just like ultimate. But like even just sitting there playing single player, and I do have access to the multiplayer, but I just not had a chance to get in there yet. And I really, really want to.
We're doing it. We're doing it like this week.
How many people can you fish with? Four.
for.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Is there a PC version of this game where you can fish with more people? I don't know about that,
but I do know there's a PC version.
Cool.
Lipnox 88 said you can also watch this show live while you're in there. Like, you can pull up a browser, blow it up to the screen that you want. You can
in
watch
native?
The show.
Yep.
Yeah, in native. And you can put MP3s on the hard drive of your Quest and just
listen to your tunes.
The music while you're in there.
Holy cow.
It's bonkers, man. It's bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why really when I first got it, I spent like loads of nights just catching up on YouTube from different people, put the YouTube up there and fishing. And I was just like, this is amazing.
And the environments, the reason why they're so good is because they're real places that have been captured with 360 camera, like really fucking good 360 cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they layer the graphics onto the environment. So like, only the water is being rendered there when like it's a 3D image everywhere else, and they've like, you know, put like some ducks on the water, maybe some birds flying in the air. So it's like, it seems like they've found a way to optimize the crap out of those environments and only drive what they need to, and the end result is realistic looking water, amazing models on your hands and fishing poles, and when you pull a fish out of the water, the scale is there, like it's shining, like it has a little fish asshole on it. Like, they are detailed.
So don't get rid of that pinky just yet. You might need it.
Yes, this is not a family-friendly show today.
Let's just clip that. And that's basically the whole trailer for Real Fishing now. That would sell millions.
Fish buttholes.
It's a good game. Play it. There you go. That's and I'm cool. trying to play with you, by the way, so hit me up. If you're not in our Discord, get in there, because it's first of all, it's a pretty small community right now, and everybody who's in there is a legend, like literally.
Yeah.
Like, it's stacked with legends right now.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to get as many multiplayer games going as possible.
Yeah.
So
Hop on the Discord. There's a link in the description. And please subscribe as well. I keep forgetting to say that at the beginning. Can you please subscribe?
Do it now.
Do it now. Subscribe that button. Push it. But there's, please. That would be so helpful to us, guys.
I was just going to add one last point on the social aspect of real VR fishing. It's going to be very, 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 very unlikely to get screaming kids in there because of the nature of the game.
Oh, good. So
this is one thing that's popping up a lot for like Echo VR and stuff like that. And Rec Room, but there's no place to go for that. Mm-hmm. But like, I can't imagine many kids going, I'm going to go into fishing and sit there and fish with my friends. It's not going to
happen. Yeah, that's a really good
point. Alex was saying, it's going to be some random guys just like us just turning up going, hey, dude. Some might want to talk. Some might just want to chill. And you're like, cool. Yeah. Either way, you know?
T-Dub says, I hope they don't downgrade the PC version.
Too soon.
That's funny.
That's good stuff, though. What else we got going on here today? Got some. There's a new game called Frostpoint that's coming out. Maybe I can put that up on the screen here. Mm-hmm. And this game is another multiplayer shooter.
This is a good segue. So. It's another multiplayer shooter, and it has some PvE elements to it. So, like, you're fighting, but there's probably, like, waves coming in, kind of like maybe like a MOBA. If you've ever played, like, League of Legends or Smite or something like that, there's waves that push. That's what I imagine. Or maybe it's, like, Farpoint in a way.
Wait, I think it's like, PvP plus
Plus
e.
a PE. Right.
Plus V.
So we're fighting each other, but there's also some fucking,
like, monsters things.
There, and then they're jumping at both of us. So we, like, have to handle that.
Yeah,
and,
which is cool. Which is, Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea, especially in VR.
Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome.
Here's the thing, and this is why it's a great segue, because this is a multiplayer only title. This is like not, there's like no single player storyline for you to play through. Mm-hmm. Like, you are either playing PvP, PvE, or you're not playing it.
Yeah.
And I was engaged in a Twitter chat. Who was it? I'm sorry, dude. I always forget my Twitter conversations. I wish I could give credit to the guy who brought this up, but he said something to the effect of, you know, the multiplayer problem in VR, because
is it a problem?
It's a huge problem. You know, it's very ambitious to release a multiplayer only game, kind of like Werewolves Within, for example. Like, if we want to play Werewolves Within, we have to take people in there. That's the only way to accomplish it. And
amazing game like Tower Tag has problems filling the lobbies. To me, that blows my mind. That should not be a thing that game should be being played all day.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a bummer. So then when it comes down to, it's like, okay, so, you know, how best are these companies gonna like allocate their resources, you know? And like, mm-hmm. the point that this Twitter dude was trying to make was that it should always be an option. It should like never be entirely multiplayer, at least in the current state of VR.
Right.
Because it's showed, like, the proof is in the pudding. So many multiplayer games just sit with empty lobbies and die, you know, like Space Junkies, like so many people loved that game. Mm-hmm. And where is it? You know?
Yeah, we should all hop in and try to get some matches going on that. It has tax suit support and everything.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a running theme at the moment, right? And that's the issue, that we're like, we should get some more people into that game. We should, because right. there isn't any in any of them. Like, the lobbies right. are just generally that's dead for problem. Most games.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, man. I think the issue with saying that we want to, they should have like a single player as plays a multiplayer, is that then it's split in their resources and their focus, right? So they could either have an excellent multiplayer or a mediocre single player and a mediocre multiplayer, and that's the trade-off that obviously I know developers would be like, well, if we focus mm-hmm. on the single player, we're detracting from the multiplayer. But, yeah, but like you said, it's hard, like, to the single player needs, like, to be good enough to sell off? As well,
you know, like Space Junkies just died off. I mean, that game came out at like $60 or something, I think, didn't it? I mean, it was something ridiculous, or $40 or something like that.
Yeah, that's
and
what
VR...
And
then it just didn't have any players. And you know, I don't know, man. I feel like that is a good point if there were a player base, a high enough player base. But shit, man, it's just so hard. Amazing, amazing, amazing games are out there for multiplayer, yeah. and there's no one in the lobbies. And
Paul,
it's just a bummer.
Paul from VR Realm says pricing for Space Junkie was the main issue in his opinion. It killed it at the launch.
Yeah.
Then Delirium Drew makes a great point, saying the problem with tower tagging games like it is that you're tired after 30 to 60 minutes. People don't play these games all damn day. You know, so like you go
that
in,
is true.
You're in there for a minute, and then you're out.
That is true. Typically, so I have to actually change after I play Tower Tag. Yeah. And a lot of that is because the tack vest is really, really hot. Mm-hmm. And it's very, you know, it's kind of tight, so you can feel all the vibration points. But it makes it really hot. But it's so worth it. The amount of immersion it brings is so worth it. So, yeah, I can understand that. If I play Tower Tag for 2 hours, I am friggin' exhausted. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's enough people in the world that enough people should be able to play that for an hour or two right. and have decently full lobbies. I don't know.
It's another niche layer, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Aspen Darkfire says he'd love to see less new games and more time focused on DLCs and community growth. Seems like everyone wants to create the next Fortnite instead of build the community. And my point during my Twitter conversation was more towards this. And in my opinion, and this is why I love multiplayer so much, it's a good multiplayer title is necessary to build a dedicated community. Like, you can't build a dedicated community out of Half-Life Alyx. You play it, it's like watching a movie almost, and that it's not a lifestyle.
And you're done.
You know? But, like, playing a game like Tower Tag or Firewall Zero Hour Onward or Contractors or whatever, like, that's a lifestyle. Like, you are becoming that thing. You are now a competitor, and now you are a member of that community. And that's what pulls people back. That's what keeps people in what they're in. Be it a video game or be it virtual reality. It's the sense of community. It's the sense of feeling like you're a part of a team. It's a sense of competing and cooperating and like the bonds that you're creating with people. Mm-hmm. Like that is the magic that happens in multiplayer. And that's why these games get huge. That's why Fortnite is a thing, because it was cross-platform. Yeah. Yeah. It was free and the kids could play with their friends. That's why that game's big. It's not because it's the most amazing game in the universe.
It's also big because it was stolen from PUBG. No, it totally was. They fucked PUBG.
No, they
like
didn't.
They worked with PUBG to create things in the Unreal Engine, and they helped these guys get this game to the way it was. And then they're like, behind the scenes, they're like, hey guys, here's a little clone.
Okay.
I think they really did. I think they were, I don't know, dude. It just shows the class of Epic.
So you don't like Fortnite?
No.
The point is, the multiplayer experience is what will keep people in. It's what will get you to put your headset on every single day. And that's why it's important that these communities get built and why these games need to be fucking good. You know, like that's the whole Contractors conversation too. You know, it's like,
yeah.
yeah. is need to be like that's that game will have a community regardless. Yeah. Even if it never got better, people are going to play that.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just too good. You yeah. know, that's what people want to do is they want to be with each other. True. So that's True. The theme of this episode, man. This whole episode has just been about playing together.
Yeah. Play together.
Yeah.
Here I yep. am. But yeah, unlike a multiplayer, I think one of the key things is early beta access to a wide audience, right? So when the game eventually does launch at some point, there's already a player base cemented. There is a community already. Trying to build a community on day one of a launch is really, really hard. Like they need to make connections with people straight away. But if they've already built those after a while, they've already got a player base, so that when new players come on, there's already a bunch of lobbies already full. You know, that's when it can grow really, really well, really quickly. Mm-hmm. But if they're just going almost like a dry launch, that's really, really tough to get up and running. So I think that's, I don't know if there's, I can't think of any game specifically that are multi mm-hmm. that just launched off the bat, but I think there's been a few and they just disappear too quickly.
Yeah. Well, there's another multiplayer game coming out as well. And this one is called Snapshot VR. And this looks actually really, really fun to me. It almost gives me a vibe of Echo Combat on the ground. Right, it's like a laser tag arena, and it just looks super, super fun. And I believe this one has a very high multiplayer count. I thought I saw, but it does. It really does. It reminds me of Echo Combat, a little bit of what was that movie? Ender's Game.
Oh, that looks like Hyper Dash.
With Hyper Dash, it does. It has very similar graphics to Hyper Dash. I think it looks super, super good, and I'm very excited to play this one as well. It's actually out right now on Viveport, and will be coming to Steam in September. So that's an interesting
not Viveport Infinity, though.
I think it's on it might be on Infinity. I don't know. That'd be cool. I know it's on Viveport. I don't know if it's on Infinity, but I would like to try this game. It looks really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to come to the Quest or not. The developer is Giant Scam Industries, which I found is really funny. Can you imagine? You name your company Giant Scam Industries, and you're like, why do I keep getting audited? Why is the IRS up my ass all the time? What the, you know? Like, what are you doing, bro?
That's brilliant.
Is it?
I love that.
Completely owned
just
it.
Like...
No, I like it, actually. I think it's really good.
It is good.
It's meta as hell.
They're gonna cause a lot of problems for themselves. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Anyway.
I'm okay with it.
The game looks really cool. And I think did this trailer switch back to the wrong game? I think it might have.
So yeah, totally. Drew's throwing around and Drew's dropping a pretty cool idea in the chat right now, and he said that some of the MVPs need to start up a Discord specifically for multiplayer VR meetups. You know, like stop coming to the reality, stop going to the rendered reality, like let's all meet in the same one.
So I saw that Mitochondria said that we have a North American evening tower tag meetup group on Discord. I don't know if that's like in a specific...
It's probably on the channel on the tower tag Discord.
Yeah.
There's like North American, European. Yeah.
But there should be, yeah. I mean, maybe someone should start a Discord that's just... You know, you just hop in there when you're looking for games in general to play, you know, multiplayer.
Yeah, so. And maybe like a channel for each popular game or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, send us some messages. Maybe we can like get a little group chat or something going and get it up and running.
Yep.
But Nox, thanks for being here, man. Mm-hmm. It's cool to have you.
Yep. Oh, you know what else I wanted to mention really quick? Dang, and I don't have a picture. I don't know why. I guess I screwed up on my buttons. I think I just ran out of buttons today. Yeah. I ran out of buttons.
We'll get you more buttons.
If any of you know what that means. But yeah, there was this dude on Twitter who was responsible for the Oculus Quest 2 leaks also found something in the code about an Oculus couch. Right? And so there's all this speculation. Yeah. There's all this speculation over, like, is Oculus going to release a couch? Or is this something they're just going to be able to, like, detect couches or whatever? But... Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, right? Can you imagine buying an Oculus couch and that couch is like, Skiva sat for 4.6 hours today, sent to Facebook. Skiva gained 0.05 pounds today eating Cheetos, sent to Facebook.
Showing you like a map of your ass print, basically.
Yeah, right. But I don't know. Would you buy an Oculus couch?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's got haptic feedback all over it, yeah. and I can lie down in it, and there's, I don't know, some weird lying down.
Sweet. Say no more.
Like, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, send it.
Send it over. Yeah. Oculus, if you're listening,
where do I will send review it couch. For you. It's fine.
this is just a silly leak. I don't really think there's an Oculus couch coming, but you know, there's probably something where it's going to try to detect furniture in some way.
Well, that's,
they've got that now already, basically.
Yeah.
They do, but they've been talking about being able to draw boundaries around certain things, and when you get close to them, that one thing comes through only. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you could draw it around a couch, and if you get too close to it, you'll see your couch come through, but the rest of the game will still be there. So this is a feature that I've heard that Oculus is also working on. I have no idea if it has anything to do with the Oculus couch reference in the code.
Right.
But I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious.
They miss your ceremonial sword sticking out. So you're like, oh, I'm good now. Yeah. Couch is over there. And it's just yourself.
And I'm sure even if they did come out with a couch, they'd be like, there's a 200-pound weight limit. And I'd be left out anyway. So, yeah, you know.
Poor guy. Yeah, you know, I... Yeah, dude. It's, you know, the Guardians... Hey, Mepper, how's it going? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Mep?
You know, the Guardian thing is like, I don't know, man. I think it's like 20% effective, you know? Like,
I agree.
There's like 80% ineffectiveness happening.
Yeah.
And like, you, every now and then it helps you do something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, I need to turn around here. And like, that's it. But like, if you've ever like taken a full step into like a baseball swing on something, you know that when your arm starts traveling, it's going to rip right through that boundary that you just drew,
yep.
and probably into your wall, if
yep.
you have it all the way up to the edge of the wall.
Yep.
But then there's the problem of, if you don't make it big enough, then you're constantly seeing Guardian boundaries in your vision the entire time you're playing. So
yeah.
more often than not, I end up making a larger space that's way outside of the Guardian boundaries,
yeah.
and it completely,
I usually just
the
turn it off.
Yeah, it's like, it's pointless, you know? So while I really like what they're doing and like they're trying,
yeah.
like, how useful is that actually going to be? You know, like, do I really need a visual indicator of like the cat walking in when it doesn't fucking matter if that indicator comes up, because I'm stepping on that cat no matter what, you know, like, like, I'm moving. I'm playing Echo. Like, I'm cruising around and I'm.
Dude, Echo. So when there's like six people fighting over a disc and you get that thing and you need to chuck it down the field, You're swinging, like, you're throwing as hard as a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, and when that your controller goes through that friggin', that I know, right?
Where'd you pull that from?
From Dane.
From,
I got
me, from me.
Here. He handed it. Can you hand me that controller, buddy? Thank you. All right.
Nice.
Even with these things on it, it didn't matter, man. I smashed this into the wall, almost broke my finger. Like, it doesn't matter if a Guardian comes up. You're in it, man. You're very immersed, you know, you're fighting all these people over this disc, and then the little Guardian thing pops up, which you're used to seeing so much, because it comes up when it's not needed, never when it's needed for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always sitting there, there's no chance of you hitting anything, and the boundaries popping up, ruining your time, right? But then when you do need it, it's always like, oh, there you go, right before you break your finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's there it is. So it is,
like,
I feel like there's got to be a better way.
I've even struck my floor, you know, like my
yes.
feet are planted on the floor,
yeah.
but I still try to reach through it, you know, like, because the disc is underneath me and I'm like trying to reach underneath my feet and I hit the floor. So
yeah.
like, that's
immersion.
I'm still connected
immersion.
To that surface,
mm-hmm.
and it's not enough to stop me.
Immersion cola.
By the way, this is Kion's first time catching the show live. I think, is that, am I saying
Scion.
That right?
Scion, I think.
Is it Scion?
Yeah.
Is it Scion or Kion?
It's Scion.
That's not how Scion. You spell Scion, though, like the car.
But he's not a car.
Okay.
Stop comparing people to cars, Alex.
Hey, it's a beautiful machine, well oiled, like gas mileage. It's a great car. Consider it a compliment.
No, Scion's actually very active in the Virtual Strangers community.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, plays with Roots a lot, and yeah.
Scion joined
so.
My Discord, and is like one of the few people in my Discord that
oh, cool.
like stays in touch and stuff.
Nice,
so.
Nice. Yeah, Scion's an awesome dude. Thank you for coming, Scion.
Thanks. It's cool. I think this day and time change is much better. Scion. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think like the noon time on Friday is like a better time for us. I think it gives people.
I think so. What do you guys think? Is this a good time?
I feel like
it probably is for everyone in chat.
Yeah.
Everyone not here would be like, no.
Yeah. All you people not listening to this right now, what are your thoughts?
Leave a comment down below if our time slot sucks.
Yeah. Again, we'll take it with a grain of salt. But I think this is better. I feel
I do too. And we really are trying not to bump into like a whole bunch of other VR shows as well. You know, we're trying to be respectful of other people's time, and there's a lot of good content out there to watch, and we don't want to try to steal anyone away, and we don't want to miss it ourselves, man. So it's like,
I'm trying to see it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And we really appreciate everyone coming. And if each person in this chat could hit that little like button as well, and subscribe if you haven't, that'd be super sick.
Ooh, Cyan says there's a story behind the name. Well, I'm assuming you're already typing, because we're gonna need it now.
Yeah,
I used to be a car.
Yeah. I used to be Transformers.
I dropped that bullshit S on my name and things have never been the same.
He's a Transformer. Cyan Transformer. So, but anyway,
we probably got time to maybe get into one more thing. Do we have another pressing topic on our list there?
No, not really. No, we got we're in about an hour and 20 minutes. So yeah, we can do one more thing and then maybe call or quits.
Okay. I don't think we had anybody that needed a tower tag code, so let me see if I can dig up just a random code to drop.
Let's give away some stuff.
We need to at least drop one chat.
Who wants games?
Somebody must.
Click that like button if you want free games.
Yeah, do that.
Like it, man. I
want to click the like button because I want the free games.
Dude, honestly, free stuff is like a big part of like why I'm here today. You know, like I was not really like into YouTube, you know, like I didn't watch YouTube very much. And like if I ever did, I was like kind of just going there for the information that I needed. And that was pretty much the end of it. I mean, until I started my own channel, I didn't even watch VR YouTubers. You know, it was only when I started doing it that I started to get involved in the community and start to see everybody.
Opposite for me.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I can't get enough. My brain is like a VR sponge, and it's all it wants is VR information. I don't know what my deal is. I guess people might say I'm obsessed.
Dude, like, VR was the only thing that ever made me get into any kind of gaming community ever. Like, I never went into any of them. And then when I got my PSVR, I was like, I love this so much. I need to talk to people about it. And then I started looking places. I was like, on Facebook groups. I was like, dudes, PSVR's amazing, right? And I went into like PlayStation feeds and they're like, oh, shut up. And I was like, right, I obviously need to find a PSVR specific group. And I did. And then from there, I started seeing like some people sharing their videos. Yeah, they're just like, shut up, PSVR sucks. And I'm like, oh, this is not the audience I want to have a conversation with. I was like, I need to find people that love this. And then I found loads of different Facebook groups, and then people were posting videos, and I was like, oh, people do videos on YouTube. I forgot about YouTube. And then I come onto YouTube and I find like Gamertag VR and stuff like that. I think, when I found GT, he's on like 500 subscribers or something like that, and I was like, oh, this is a cool dude. And then I started catching streams, and then started to chat to people, and then it just went from there, and then obviously the community's grown, and everyone's just so cool, man.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. Everyone in this whole community is amazing. I really, it's just chatting with everyone all the time just makes my day. I really love it. I love everyone in this community. So you got some codes there?
Yeah, I do.
That's some codes, so, which anyway, give away.
It was like, it was like the free stuff that like got me to like start subscribing to channels. You know, it was like subscribe to the channel and you can get a free game. I'm like, easy. Like I don't care.
Oh, we should mention that too. If you do join our little thing in the comments to get a game, please make sure you're subscribed if you win. Otherwise, it's going to someone else.
Show these guys some love. Share it around, man.
Yeah,
totally. Is there anybody who doesn't have Pistol Whip on Steam? We have a Pistol Whip Steam code. Ooh. That's a juicy one.
That is a juicy one.
Anybody need Pistol Whip?
That's a sexy one.
Going once, going twice. I'll take another copy.
I know, right?
Just throw it in there. Someone
it's
will grab
so good
it.
I put it five times.
Chuck it in there.
I actually don't have Steam Pistol Whip.
What?
I bought the Oculus version.
Oh, dude, I know this show that's giving away a copy right now.
Hurry up. Literally hurry up right now. There.
Go. Fastest finger wins.
Now, Pistol Whip, I like to play it more on my Quest, but when you play that game at 144 hertz on an index, wow. The presence is ridiculous at that frame rate. It is so buttery smooth. It's beautiful. It's amazing. That game is just phenomenal as it is. Anywho, is this about it? I think we'll pop off here.
What are you thinking, Dane? Do you have anything pressing? You got any thoughts that you're trying to share with us before we start to wrap this up?
No, I don't think so, man. My brain's a bit dead today, to be honest. But, no, it's been awesome. I don't have anything specific. I, I've got to call
we
up.
We don't either. You know, we're
I just react to things. Just sit here under Skeever's legs. You know.
Oh man, next guest is going to be under Alex.
It's better down there. It's better over here. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Well, this has been really fun.
Yep.
Dane, thank you so much for joining us, man. We knew that this was going to be chill. You know, we were like, all right, this is going to be comfortable and calm. We like had nothing to worry about. We knew the conversation was going to be fun because you're a fun dude and you're funny and you make great content and we're big fans. So
yeah, for sure, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you, buddy.
And thank you to everyone in the chat. Delirium Drew, Sweaty Nugget, JJ, T-Dub, Scion, Roy Schwartz, Mitochondria, the
Love GK? You guys. For real.
Like, all you guys, thank you so much for being here. Member Aspen, Darkfire Recycled, you guys are amazing. Like, this, like, we would do this even when if you weren't there, but you guys being there, like, just makes this so much more fun, so much more engaging. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know personally when I'm on YouTube, I'm looking for a live show. You know, like I love to catch live shows, to be in a part of the chat, to be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I love to do. So the fact that there's people here doing it on our show too, just like makes me feel warm and fuzzy. And this is a great community. So thank you all so much for your support. Like, subscribe, join us on Discord.
Yep.
See you in a week, I guess.
Yeah, well, say goodbye to Dane because we're going to bring his monitor up here.
Bye, Dane.
Just because it's a cool effect.
Yeah.
Bye, Dane. Oh, nice.
I think we might leave him. Let's see. Will that leave him
might
down
stay
below?
Down there.
Let's see what happens. Bye, Dane.
Maybe.
No, he's going. No,
I'm going to stay. I'll just hang here. It's fine.
Okay. Well, everyone, it was a super good time. I wish we could do this show every day.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing it every Friday from here on out, 12 o'clock, with, I guess I'm going to break this news right now, the exception of this week, you might get a bonus episode in the middle of the week.
There might be a bonus episode with a cool guest.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you very, very soon.
Adios. 5, right, and that's the only thing I guess. Oh!
No! You're not supposed to see this!
Oh, no!
Scramble!
No, get out of here!